Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. If you enjoy this episode, please leave us our review, comment, and share it with your fellow manifestor that's struggling or could really benefit from the information that you're about to learn. Welcome back. Today, I want to kick this podcast episode with a My Magnetic Story. Something I didn't even realize I could manifest, but totally can, money put into my fuck you fund. I said to myself at the beginning of the year, since I get paid weekly, I'll put X amount of money into my savings every week until the end of May when I'll quit my job. And then I just had a random job pop up on a portal I've opened, but never had anything come through. That was my very weekly savings amount plus more. Feeling supported by the universe to make this work happen. Unreal. So what she's talking about in that is that I recommend when you are looking to manifest your dream career and leave your current career, you need to have a fuck you fund. A great way to go into debt is to just jump off the cliff and let the net catch you, which I made the mistake of many times because of manifestation superstition. So she was able in opulence, unblocked opulence, which is within the pathway. It suggests opening up new portals. That's where we can allow the universe, which is our bank, to send money through and what lights us up. So I love that. That was short and sweet and totally inspiring, and any of us can do it. And you can obviously find opulence. You can find all of the workshops, everything right inside the pathway. You subscribe and it's $24.99 a month where you can work through everything. It's called your practice. Today's trigger I want to talk about, or maybe it's actually just a tip. It's not even a trigger. I had this really interesting thing download through to me when I was in Ireland, and it's called the vision holding sight. That's the best way I can put it, because a lot of people talk about intuitives having that second sight. They can see the future. They can get messages. We're all intuitive, so we all have some sort of sight. But I love the thought of the vision holding sight. It's something I've been doing with Max because we went through a little bit of a rocky period through that whole eclipse, full moon situation. I was like, maybe we should break up and leave. I want to live in nature and be at these retreat houses. You want to be in the city, yada, yada, yada. And I had this thing download into me because obviously all we're doing in relationship with anybody we're in relationship with, whether it's friendship, family, partnership, is we're just projecting our shit onto them. And what if we switch that and turn that around and we actually put on vision holding lenses that we start to look through to see them and project a very specific light onto them? This is something we covered once in a post, you know, where basically there's this old, you know, secret or something within the retail world and the art world. When you go and focus a lot of energy on an inanimate object or an art piece that's just been sort of sitting there for a long time, all of a sudden it'll get bought pretty quickly. It's like we're projecting energy into it, you know, saying, I love you, you're beautiful, what a cool piece, wow. And then it ends up getting bought. And that's actually really applicable to the humans in our lives as well. When we start to do that with our children and just really notice their authenticity and how magical they are, and we tell them, and you can do it to plants and animals, all of a sudden you see a big shift in their energy. Well, what if we started to vision hold and do that to people, the vision holding sight? So with Max, there's all of these things that I want him to change and do differently and all the things we put onto our partners. But what if I actually just put the vision holding goggles on him that he already is those things and just really, you know, taking inventory of how he is those things uniquely already. He embodies them. And I just start to see those. And I don't see, as same with, you know, my family or my mom or myself, where we start to really consciously, this is a mindful practice, put on these vision holding lenses and start to really project a very specific, already arrived, already whole, encompassing lens onto the people in our lives and the things in our lives, I'd be so curious to see how quickly they shift around. It's actually been really transformative with us and myself. So I challenge, that's a good word, I challenge you guys to just try this for the week and see what happens.
Well, if you're having this indecision right now, that just means you're not meant to make a decision right now. So don't, the more pressure you put on yourself to make that decision, the more anxious you're going to get.
And
you're going to have the resistance.
Those things come as sometimes just expanders or tests. And we know if we really tap into our intuition, and I always like to say a really great tool for that is, does it put you in your worth or out of your worth?
I think the biggest thing that I've been like hearing lately is just that when it feels scary to get quiet, like that's when you really need to get quiet.
So today's episode is a whole new thing we're launching. It's called The Process. And one day Lila came and Kate came, who are on the team, and they just started talking about all of these things they were manifesting and all the crazy tests that popped up. And I was like, whoa, 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 we have to actually just record this. This is going to be so beneficial for any person who's practicing this formula and these techniques. You can be expanders, but also get to the nitty gritty and walk them through how you did what or what showed up and your magic darks, your tests, your list, reading off your list, your pings you followed. So that's exactly what this is. We're going to start to take inventory of the team, myself, if I have clients who come through and they're willing to be on, we're just going to share the process of how they manifested what so they can be an expander. And it's really important to note that this manifestation process defies anything that's not energetic. It defies age, it defies gender, it defies, you know, different culture, it defies everything. It's just an energetic manipulation. And so when you're listening to this, regardless of what you identify with in your world, no matter what you're manifesting, we're walking through the process. So listen to the steps because they apply to you, regardless if you're manifesting a $5 million house and, you know, you're 60, which is, I mean, if you're doing that, that's awesome. I'm not, but that's incredible. Or if you're manifesting a small job and you're 18, it's applicable to everybody, every gender. So really listen to the steps. It's going to help you have a lot of light bulbs in your own process. Kick back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Expanded Podcast. We are starting a new, well, maybe mini, I don't know, this might go long, series called The Process. And so what that is we're going to share Kate and Lila's process because they've had some great manifestations come through, and we're going to walk through how they've done it to help expand other people. So I'll let Kate say hi and Lila
hi,
say hi.
Hey, it's Lila.
Well, let's first jump into it. What have each of you manifested lately? We'll start with you, Kate.
My most recent one is a biomat because it was literally yesterday and I'm so excited about it. I'd originally just like thought I was going to purchase one because Lacey had said to me like, oh, you know, like they never give discounts. And so that was sort of like in my head. And so I went on the website and just like bought it. And then my credit card didn't go through. And it happened like two more times. So I was like, okay, this is a sign that I'm not supposed to buy it this way. And I looked on Craigslist and found one brand new for $1,000 the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you're also going to be introducing a mini guy manifestation, a tiny one, not partner, but guy. And then what was the other
fun one? What was
it?
Oh,
the job.
This job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lila.
So I recently manifested a studio apartment, which I'm really excited about. And it was just so kismet how it came through. And then I also, I mean, I did manifest this job technically. I feel like I may have shared a little bit about that before. But then a small item that came through recently. Oh, well, I did manifest a Vitamix, which was relatively cheap for Vitamix. So
sweet. All right, great. Well, let's first talk about the list. Tell us how each of you might have called in these things. So Kate, the job, the biomat, if that even was on your list, it might have just been more quick, and the guy. Walk us through that. What was on it?
Yeah, so I had started doing the formula in the springtime, like last spring 2018. And I had been doing that, and I knew I was in like a transitional period, and I knew I wanted like a new job, and I knew I wanted it to be something I was really excited about. So I'm a specific manifester, so I made like a very specific place with exactly what I wanted. But the only thing I didn't know is like what exact like industry I wanted, because I was sort of in this transitional period where I was getting out of entertainment, and I was like, that definitely isn't my thing anymore. But I also don't really want to go back full on into like the health world. And then I found this.
It's kind of a like, hybrid.
Which is literally a hybrid of the two, you know?
Wow.
So it was really cool.
And what about for the guy? And if the biomat was on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then the guy, I had been, so it was actually the same week that I manifested this job. I had wanted to do a water fast for a really long time because I'd heard so many things about how helpful it is for autoimmune conditions and all of that. And so I like went up to Ojai, got an Airbnb, and was like, I don't care what people think, I'm doing it. And I think that made me like so magnetic.
Really? Good job.
Yeah, because I was like following through with something that I wanted to do that other people didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was kind of my like, fuck you to the world.
Awesome.
And so I was like, I don't care if my parents don't approve. And like, they're supportive. But, you know, like my friends were like, don't do this kind of thing. And I think that made me so magnetic. And so like, I don't know, high water fasting. And I was like going out to Ventura every day to surf, and I was like learning how to surf, and it was really fun. And then one day I was like, I'm so bored because I'm not eating and I'm doing nothing and I'm sleeping all day. So I was like, it would be fun to have like a surfer friend slash guy to like flirt with who can like teach me how to surf, right? So I literally like wrote that on my list because I was doing so much like inner work during that time. And I was like, whatever, that's funny and fun. And I went out the next day, and I was like just coming in from surfing, and this guy like approaches me at my car, and he like is walking over, and he's so hot.
No.
I'm like, whoa, hello, hi six pack, like hi like sexy surfer hair, let's do it. And so he like walks over and is just like, hey, like you looked good out there, like how long have you been surfing? And then he ended up giving me lessons.
Whoa, the whole weekend?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
And then we like kissed once and it was like adios.
That was it.
That was it.
You manifested your tiny little like rendezvous. It was fasting so rendezvous.
Exactly.
Wow.
It made it so much more bearable.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. What was on your list, Lila, for the apartment?
Well, let me refer to my little book that I decided to buy myself. Where is it?
So those notebooks we put at the bottom of every post Lila's actually bought.
Yeah, I actually, and I am a non-specific manifester, so I've found that I don't necessarily need to make lists, but I was the night of the full moon and lunar eclipse and everything that was happening,
that
crazy
moon.
Yeah. Ugh. And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna make myself a little ritual and write a little list. So I wrote a list for apartment, and then I wrote a list for a partner, so waiting for that one next. So in my apartment list, it had to be in Silver Lake area, walkable to Sunset Junction, because there's a coffee shop there that I'm obsessed with.
Intelligencia.
is how the locals say it. I wanted a studio, but I was also open to a two-bedroom if, you know, I was going to live with a friend.
Oh,
or for myself. Yeah. For a friend.
So I am open to a two-bedroom.
Although I was kind of, you know, I mean, I really wanted to live with my friend, so that was on my list as well. But anyways, okay, so then hardwood floors, even if they're fake, still like not carpet or weird linoleum. And then I was going to pay like $1,500 max if that was my half of the two bedroom or just for the studio. But then I said like $1,300 is ideal. And then I put second floor, but I realized that was pretty much just out of weird like fears that I have of being, I don't know why, but I have these really strange, really strange fears about things being stolen or I don't know why. It must be like a past life thing, but so that was more of like a fear related item. So, I kind of ignored that one. Parking. a new bathroom and new kitchen, secure entrance, windows with natural light, and laundry in the building. So that was my list. And I, should I go in? Should I just stick with the list and come back to the process?
Well, you can go into the process, then we'll cruise into your process. Oh, yeah. Because sure. You got every single thing on
I
your
got
list.
Every single thing. And it happened.
Within a week?
Within a week. It happened. It was insane. Like, I'll backtrack a little bit because looking, like, once I got it, looking back at how incredible it worked out was wild. So I had been roaming around and thought I would be without a home until like March.
Wait, I feel like we should even backtrack to why you're so magnetic as well right now, because you had the ping to like get rid of everything and be a nomad.
That's true.
And that's so scary for so many people. So many people dream of like selling everything, getting rid of everything and having this journey. And you actually pulled trigger on it right before the new year.
Yeah, it was wild. I my roommate who I was living with and loved living with, her friend was moving in and I just knew I didn't really want to live with two other people, but I didn't really have a plan and I could have gotten an apartment then. But I just, I just had this ping to not have a solid home and just literally clear house. I got rid of all of my furniture. Thank God my great friend kept my bed for me because I'd have to replace that. but I got rid of all my furniture, most of my clothes. I got rid of nearly all my belongings and just kind of, lived out of my car and Airbnbs and crashed with friends.
Was there something in the work that prompted that following that ping?
Well, I just,
because so much of the work is like, get rid of anything that's not serving you. Right. The authentic codes, like detox, delegate.
I think for me, it was doing a lot of the work. I realized that I was feeling kind of like I wasn't having much clarity as to what I wanted because I was diluted by so many. It wasn't even like I was drowning in items, but I just was like my physical being felt very diluted by like a closet filled with clothes that I didn't wear. Like it was very material for me, but also there was a lot of things that I felt like if I just kind of, it's hard to put into words, but I needed to just like shed everything that was attached to
space.
Me. Yeah. Space. I just was craving this crazy space. So, it was just this urge that kind of crept up last fall when I started kind of getting rid of things. And then it just like snowballed into just wanting to literally get rid of everything just to like, just be me, be alone and finally kind of allow the clarity to come. So I was really, really excited to embark on this like 3-month nomadic, just kind of, I thought I'd like roam around, check out a bunch of neighborhoods in LA. And so I was doing that in January and I started getting, the moon really effed me up because I started getting so much anxiety that week leading up to the moon. I remember I had a reading with Dani Beinstein and she, it was incredibly helpful because she really helped me. It was around my birthday because I also just turned 25 and I was always like 25 is going to be like 25, 26 will be my years. Like always thought that. So I had kind of put a lot of pressure on myself too for this year.
Yeah.
But anyways, I had this reading with Dani and she just made me feel like really confident about what was to come. But also I was kind of telling her how I'm having all this indecision. Like, I don't know if I want to live alone, if I want to live with a friend, if I want to live in this neighborhood, like where, what I want to do. I was having this crazy indecision, crazy anxiety. And she was just like, well, if you're having this indecision right now, that just means you're not meant to make a decision right now. So don't, the more pressure you put on yourself to make that decision, the more anxious you're going to get.
And resistance.
You're going to have that resistance. So I took that to heart, but I was also like, okay, but when is this going to end?
That moon did the same thing to me.
It was so intense. So at that time I, started kind of looking for apartments. So I had an idea of what was out there, but I hadn't really gotten clear on what I wanted. I was more like, oh, that looks nice. This looks nice. But I was clear on a few things where I knew it needed to be in a new neighborhood. Cause I was just getting kind of bored of the LA that I knew. And, I really needed it to be walkable because the other aspect about LA is like having to drive everywhere just was bringing me down. So I, had that in mind when I was looking, but on the night of the full moon, I was, at Lacey's in the backyard and I had my notebook and I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to write down like really, because I was still kind of like, what do I want? But writing this down for me, even as a non-specific manifester, just, it was like Dani said, like the clarity just came to me and I immediately was like, you know, this is what I want and I want it now. Like, I don't want to wait around anymore. I want to find it now. So that night, when was it? That was on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Sunday night and I made this list that I just read. And then the next day I got super sick, which I don't know if that was just like, who knows why, but I got super sick. And then I was like spending a lot of time in bed just scrolling through apartments. And I found a few that were out there. So I started looking and I saw one that was like $12.95, so super cheap. It was, everything was new.
It was an expander.
It was absolutely an expander. I was shocked that I thought that studios, I would have to cash out like 18 to two grand. And I found this and it was like, everything was really nice. And I was so tempted just to jump on it. But I could tell, because I can tell when I have a ping to do something, it's almost like an impulse. Like I don't think twice about it. But so I was like, I took the application and I remember I could have turned it in like that evening or the next morning, but nothing was pushing me to do that. And
it's such a good thing for people to hear. Those things come as sometimes just expanders or tests. And we know if we really tap into our intuition, and I always like to say a really great tool for that is, does it put you in your worth or out of your worth? If there's still something, and if you're like a highly indecisive person, that's a whole nother thing you need to work through. But if you're somebody who's pretty on about decisions, don't just take what's there to take it. Like, that is so great because it really was just an expander and sort of a test.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely an expander and a test, because then I was like, oh, wow, I can find a nice apartment for cheap, like within my budget. But it didn't have the hardwood floors that I wanted. It was on the first floor, which the apartment I manifested is as well. But at that point, the first floor, like the window was at the trash area. It didn't feel comfortable to me.
So it was a test.
It was absolutely a test. It was wild. So then after that, I looked at another apartment that was bigger. It was on the second story. It had hardwood floors, but the kitchen wasn't new. And the building was really big, but it was like a little bit, something about it felt like kind of eerie. And so I took, again, it was $1,500. And I took the application again, but nothing was like propelling me to really move forward with it. And so I thought it was interesting because it was like I had two tests that were on either side of my list, if you know what I mean.
That's how they tend to show up too. That also tells somebody is very magnetic at that point, because it's very small stuff.
Yeah, it was like very, exactly. And I was tempted by both. And of course, my mom's like, oh, just get it, honey. Like, just get it. It sounds great.
Manifestation
back. Yeah, I know. I was like, ah. But I didn't take it. It was in the same situation. I could have turned in the application, but I just didn't do it. And then a few nights later, I was just at my coffee shop and it was like 4 p.m. and I saw an apartment that was walking distance and I was just kind of looking at it. It looked kind of nice, but I couldn't really tell from the photos. And it was like $13.95. And I was like, oh, that's great. So I reached out to them and they responded right away and were like, well, we're showing it at 5 if you want to come by. And so something was just like, normally I'm like, maybe like, are you free tomorrow or something like that? But something inside me was just like, go for it. So I just walked like 10 minutes to the apartment at 5 p.m. I looked at it. I didn't even like really snoop around it. I just like kind of looked at it, talked to the guy for a little while. And I was just like, wow, this is literally everything that I wanted.
Totally.
And so I asked him about the application. He's like, oh, it's online, which immediately was like way easier than all the other ones.
Yeah.
And so I still was like, I was like, wow, this is great, but like, is it? I'm like, my mind kept just looping to old, like, you know, is there something better? Like, I'm always afraid to commit to something because I'm always like, maybe there's something better. But I just couldn't stop thinking about this apartment. Mm-hmm. And every time I thought about it, I just got a little more excited about it.
That's a really good indicator for people too. And like, just to make that quick clarification when you're in dating, because it's also so applicable to everything, dating, jobs, whatever you're manifesting. This doesn't count when you're dating where you're like, I just can't stop thinking about that. That's just hormones. But, you know, I'll give like a tiny little example of this because I'm going through my own journey now of manifesting the next retreat house, potentially in the Pacific Northwest. And I found that one that I shared on Instagram. I mean, on paper, this place is fucking everything. And I have to stumble and go through this thing again. But the moment I walked into that place, it was so deeply haunted.
Right.
But still, I'm like, maybe he's the one.
Yeah.
But there is a moment now, I'm looking in a different area of the Pacific Northwest and I was like, nah, it's my Pluto line. I should just drop the Pacific Northwest. But I keep having these tiny little pings about this one spot right on the water. Oh, and it's that exactly what you're talking about. And that's something to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And being able to hear that message was really helpful for me because I'm always afraid to settle for something, even like a t-shirt, because I'm like, maybe there's something better. But this, I just like kept, I would like have that thought, but then immediately, yeah, something would just kick in and be like, no, like, this is so exciting. This is, yeah. I just kept getting so excited about it and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So that night I was crashing at a friend's place and I woke up at like 5 a.m. for some reason. And I hadn't filled out the application yet, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, nothing to do. It's 5 a.m. So I filled the application. It was super easy. And which was also nice, as all the other ones I had to turn in person, and I had been staying on the West Side. So
welcome to 2019, guys. Yeah, this is digital,
literally
zero waste,
literally. So I emailed in the application, and like within 2-3 hours, I think it was like 9 or 10 a.m. He texted me. And he was like, "Hey, you're approved. Can you drop by? Like, if you want it, can you bring by?" Cashier's check, yeah, today. And I was stuck on the West Side, so I was like, actually, you know, I can't bring it today, but can I bring it tomorrow? And I still was like, oh my god, I didn't expect it to happen that quickly.
Yeah.
But I was like, can I bring it tomorrow? Just also to give myself like a little bit time to think. And he was like, yeah, if you can bring it by 10:30 a.m. though, that would be great. So I was like, okay. So I was with Kate that day and I was like, oh my god, freaking out. And then I had to go get a cashier's check, but my because I was like, you know what, this is right. Like, and all of my, like, everyone was being so supportive, which also really helped. Not that I need other people to validate it for me, but I had like these feelings, but it kept being like, I don't know, I knew it was right, but there were little parts of me that like didn't want it to be right almost. Yeah. But having that, you know, like hearing it from other people just really reinstated how I felt on the inside, which was good. But anyways, I had to get a cashier's check and I realized that this was the crazy part, because I realized that my bank, Capital One, there's no physical bank in LA. So I couldn't get a cashier's check in time. They would have had to mail it. So I was like, shit. But then I realized that I had the weirdest ping like 2 weeks prior to open a Chase banking account.
Whoa.
For no reason. There was no reason why I needed a Chase bank account, but I was like, you know what, I'm just going to open it. And I had changed my, and you get like $200 if you direct deposit in there, they give you $200. So I had changed my paycheck to direct deposit into the Chase bank, the last one. And it had just deposited, because QuickBooks takes forever. It had just deposited like 3 days before.
Wow.
So I had this Chase bank account now, and there was enough money for the deposit. Just like a total, if I hadn't followed that ping, I wouldn't have gotten this apartment. And which was crazy, because I didn't realize at that point like what that ping meant.
Yeah.
But so I was able, and then I was able to go to the bank. There's a Chase bank like right by the new apartment. So the next morning at like 9 a.m., I go right when it opens. And they needed 2 forms of identification. And normally I never carry my passport with me because, again, my paranoia of things being stolen. I'm like,
same.
I get my ID and my passport. Yeah. I'm screwed. So, but for some reason, it was in my purse. I think because I had been like traveling, I was afraid to like lose it in my car. I don't know. Or not traveling, but roaming. So I had the 2 forms of identification. I got the cashier's check like way before I was planning on, and our call had been canceled that morning. I was going to drop it off after our call, but their call was canceled. So I was just like, hey, it was like 9:15. I was like, hey, I can stop by now. And he's like, okay, great. So I go over and I hand him the check. And he was like, if you weren't able to come earlier, like the manager just called me to tell me there's someone else on their way with the check.
Whoa. My God.
And I was like,
that's so
wow.
Cool.
He was like, yeah, I asked him if he could just hold 5 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. But it was like how everything just fell into place, made me realize that like this, this was what was supposed to happen.
This is
just, like,
so important to point out, because anybody, especially when you're manifesting relationships, that's where we can really like see this, or we can get really stumped on this. Everyone's like, how do you know if you've manifested the thing? Because, and I always like lock my fingers together effortlessly.
That's exactly what it was.
Perfectly.
It was I could, every like step, I was just mind blown how easy it was.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
So thank you for sharing that, because I think that's helpful for everybody. And I don't care what age you are, what gender you are, where you live, what's going on. You just outlined the process, and it's applicable to everything you're manifesting. So every single thing you shared was incredible. And can you share a little bit, a couple of the little ping stories you have lately? Because you have a little notebook with you that has pings in them. And then we'll cruise back over to Kate.
Sure. So yeah, I decided after that Chase Bank ping, I was like, oh my God, I want to start tracking my pings.
Yeah.
Like just write. I also just love recording things down. So I was like, I'm just going to track like all the little pings that come through. I'm going to follow through with them, because sometimes I'll get like little pings to reach out to a friend, and then I'm just like, oh, I'll do it later. But I have this like feeling that I need to do it, and then I just won't do it. So I had these little pings, like some of them I'm not quite sure what the meaning of them is yet, but I had a ping. I was just like in the area. I somewhat have a crush on this boy, sort of, but in Silver Lake, who I don't actually know, I just, anyways, so I was roaming around the area, and I just had this ping. It was like 6:30 at night on a Saturday to go into the coffee shop, on Sunset, and I didn't want anything from it. I literally was holding a smoothie, so like I didn't want another drink. Whoa. But I just had this urge to go in, and there he was, and there was a seat empty next to him.
So it was like, the first time you guys said hi. And bye.
Yeah. Whoa. So that was like
making moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again. Oh yeah.
Yes.
But it was like I've noticed like with my when I feel a pain, it's an impulse that I just can't like. It's just this impulse to do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are, when it's interesting because when I don't follow through with them, I feel that resistance. Like, yeah. If I don't reach out to that friend, like, all day I'm driving, I'm thinking about
like,
it.
Like, oh, I dropped the ball. I should have
yeah.
done that.
Yeah. And, like, all day. And so it's, like, impulsive to do that. So that was fun. And then I had an impulse to get, two of my friends have been so generous. They have allowed me to keep, like, what I have kept, all my boxes in their apartment. They, like, took all of my furniture from me, which was so helpful. And they let me crash with them. So I was just like feeling really, I just had this a ping to just gift them both a massage because I wanted to show them my gratitude. And I mean, the massages were a little expensive. So like part of me was like, oh, I'm going to get a new apartment though. Like, I don't know if I want to spend
Perfect.
This money.
Perfect.
Yeah. But it was just this ping. So I just like didn't even think about it. Went on, like added a tip in there for them and gift. And that was the next morning was when the apartment came through.
See, wow. So such a key thing for people
yeah.
to know. That's so key.
And
when you can jump off of a cliff that scares you.
Exactly. Even if it's not like, I wouldn't think giving my friend a massage could relate to magnetizing an apartment to me, but it's so true. Like all those little
yeah.
pieces.
And we're not saying like, go stick it on your credit card.
Yeah.
Not at all. It was like, I'm a little financially afraid. I totally have the money.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Out of my comfort zone. I'm walking through a fear that mm-hmm. can create such instant magnetism.
Yeah. And
so, that's amazing.
And it also just made me feel, because I have such, I mean, it is also kind of shadow that I still need to work through, but like this fear of being a freeloader or just like
Same.
Taking advantage. So part of it was like, I really wanted to express my gratitude.
Yeah.
It wasn't even out of guilt. But it was, I just like had this ping to
yeah.
express my gratitude, which also kind of helped with that shadow in a sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so it was like a double whammy. Those are the major ones that I've had a few pings come through that I haven't seen the results from yet, but
I'm so curious if they get back on Instagram because you made your
oh,
partnership
yeah.
list.
I got exactly
yeah.
I made my
oh, you're back
and
on
I
now?
Got a random ping. I've been so like no desire to get back on Instagram, zero desire. And then one night I was laying in bed and I was like, again, that impulse. I was just like, went on Instagram and reinstated my account. I have no idea why. I haven't even been like posting or using it, but
it'll
I was just
show,
like, I need
soon.
It.
We'll see. We'll yeah. soon define next episode.
Exactly.
Like, slide the DMs.
I know.
That's how you're defined.
That's
them.
But that, yeah. So that one's been interesting. I'm really excited to see what that carries on.
I feel like you have so much clarity now, which is really, really cool. Do you feel like it's like transferred over to like other areas of your life, like sort of your like
yes.
purpose and all of that?
Absolutely. I mean, purpose, but,
that's
yeah,
a big word.
Yeah.
That's a big word.
But absolutely. It's wild. I think being able to commit to, cause I've always loved traveling and loved the idea of bouncing place to place.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like being able to commit to one place has allowed so many other
freedom.
Things to just, yeah, it's a lot of freedom. Like now I actually
totally.
Feel like I can travel where before
yeah.
I was like, but then where do I leave my car? Like where, but then where do I come back
yeah.
to? Like having to organize all that. But now I'm like, all of a sudden it's that freedom. I like, now I have an apartment. I can like, it's like a foundation and I'm like, okay, now I can commit to like joining this yoga studio that's steps away where before I'm like, oh, I'll start. Like I don't have a place to exercise, blah, blah, blah. Like all these excuses. I feel like everything, you're right. Like so much clarity came through with just having this foundation of just making that one commitment that I was scared to make.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel so much more at ease. Yeah, it's been great.
So awesome.
So I'm quickly interrupting this episode that I hope you're finding very expanding to tell you about a special offer that you won't find anywhere else but here. So with the code JOURNEY, that's capital J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, simply put that in order to receive your first month off free for the pathway or 10% off any of the a la carte. And once you're in the pathway, there's a suggestion of exactly what you should follow, starting with a formula and magnetism workshop, moving into reparent and shadow, and then you'll move through if you're calling in a career opulence, you'll move through partnership if you're calling that in, and of course, everybody should be doing the daily reprogramming exercise. The beautiful thing about the pathway as well is that you will have access to the Facebook group, which is the like-minded community you've probably been manifesting. And it gives you access to all of the Unblock villages that are meeting up around the world. So you'll be able to find one in hopefully your neighborhood. And you get full access to my class, which is twice a month called Supported, where you can write in any question you're having about your manifestation process or manifestation in order to have me answer your question. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Kate, do you have anything that you can share of how you magnetized the job?
So when leading up to when I manifested it, I had taken like a huge step because I'd been dealing with like autoimmune issues for like 2 years at that point. And I like, it was all undiagnosed and I didn't know what was going on. And so when I left my job at the film studio, I knew I needed to like actually take a break and like take a step back and start to like listen a little bit more, because I don't think I was doing a very good job of like listening to myself or like anything else. And so I decided to go home. And that, I think, was like such a scary step for me.
And so much shadow and stuff, I imagine.
So much. And like, I adore my family and like have nothing but great things to say about them. But it is really scary as like a 25-year-old, like 24 at the time, but like moving home is like a really scary step, because I was like, what if I lose like all the progress I've made here? What if my friends like are like, oh my God, what a failure.
Yeah. And
like,
Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know.
Totally. Yeah. It's so hard.
And so what ended up propelling me to actually go for it was I, out of the blue, got a ping to call this, it was an ex-boyfriend's mom. Mm-hmm. And I had stayed really close friends with the family, like long after the guy and I had broken up. And we were like on the phone chatting, just like, oh my God, how are you? Whatever. And out of the blue, she goes, Kate, would you want to come work with us?
Wow.
They're these incredible photographers. And they were like, yeah, like we would love to like have you on as an apprentice for the summer. And I was like, that's perfect.
Wow.
Like, and so that gave me like the licensing I needed to feel like I was going to be productive, but still be able to like take care of myself.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it gave me like, and I think weirdly moving home was one of the most magnetic things I could have done.
It would have been for me so magnetic, because it's every shadow. So even
scary.
Getting the place in Mariposa for me, every shadow came up.
Because that's
about
your
being
hometown.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had shadow of like, you know, what if I lose all of my teeth? Because
my family or whatever.
You know, they're so wonderful, but they're not my paternal side, but my maternal side, you know, we're white trash. And I had a lot of shadow come up about, you know, some family members are missing teeth. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it really addressed everything, but walking through it is so magnetic. So that's great that you did
totally.
That.
Yeah, it goes deep. It's good.
And so then after that?
So then I knew I wanted to come back to LA, and I had no idea what my plan was at this point. I've always been really fortunate in, like, things just come at the right time, but it's always just far enough away to like be scary.
Yeah.
Is kind of like the way it always
shows up.
We have
to float
for
a month or something financially.
It always happens this way. And so like, you know, even after graduation, I ended up like making a friend in a photography class, and like it all gave me a job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always that like scary leap of like the stretch before it comes through. And so I moved
to Magic Dark
back to LA, and literally the day that I landed, a friend of mine screenshotted this job, like, that you guys posted on Instagram, and was like, Kate, for whatever reason, like, you need to do this.
Wow.
Shout out Aurora. Like, she just was like, hey, we need to do this. And so, yeah. And she, like, I totally trust her intuition and I felt really called to it. And
great.
I just went for it.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that magnetism of going home, that's huge. And totally. Taking care of yourself and putting yourself first.
Right. Which has always been so scary for me because I would schedule out down to, like, every 3 minutes of my day. Like,
wow.
I was like crazy.
Wow.
And so, and it wasn't in a way that like anybody else would have thought I was crazy. It was like very internal. And I think that it forced me to like let go of some of that like grasping and feeling like I needed to like control time.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know? That's so magnetic in itself.
Totally. And I found out recently, I was reading this book. I don't remember what it was called, but it's basically about like the physiological and emotional connection of like illness.
Wow.
And it
huge.
Was talking about the thyroid. The whole theme of the thyroid is time.
Whoa, wow. Not communication.
Yeah, no, it's actually time. It's
whoa,
like the
that's so interesting.
And so it was all about like issues of feeling
control.
Like you don't have enough time and feeling like you're missing out and feeling like you need to like be somewhere that you're not and like those are all feelings that I've been really working through.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been
huge.
Cool to like use the work with that.
Let's pivot into, in a nutshell, what work you guys have been doing lately. What it's looked like for somebody who's out there that's like, okay, great, this is all awesome, but
what do I do?
What are you doing?
So I've been working through shadow for a while now, and I'm still going. I've been taking it through with like the lens of health. And so what I was telling Lila actually is I've been doing this exercise like during the DI where I do the exercise, but I picture like my like 7-year-old version of myself.
Oh, that's great.
And so I like do it for her and I like will put all of my like shadow around being sick onto her. And so I'll be
whoa.
Like, you think you're failing in like life because you're sick. Like
yeah.
you think that you like your family might, you know, be disappointed or you're not like achieving or you're not like as good of a friend, whatever it is. And I like put that on like little me and I'm able to then be like, oh my God, no, like I don't want her to feel that way.
Yeah.
And then it's like the integration of like, she is me. And like, I don't want me to feel that way because
wow.
I don't want her
yeah.
to feel that way.
Such
you
a
know?
Great way to, that's such a great way for people listening to take creative licensing.
Right.
And listening to your intuition of what you need to do within that DI in that moment. I do stuff
totally.
Like that all the time. That's fantastic.
So helpful, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I actually did partnership recently, but I think I did partnership for a partner, but I also, I went through it sort of looking at like my life. And so I was able to kind of, even with the apartment, like when I made the list in partnership, it's like, you know, you have to go through and think about why you want each one of those things. And so I've been kind of doing that now. I've been going through like doing all the DREs and the new DREs. And I'm kind of thinking, like asking myself why I want certain things now, which has given me so much more clarity. And then I can also, that allows like more stuff to come up where I'm like, why do I want this? Is it to like prove something? And then I see like, if it is to prove something about myself, like where is that shadow hiding? Or like, why do I feel like I'm still not that?
To get out of the ego.
Yeah,
into the core essence.
Exactly. And so that's been, it's given me a much broader lens, I guess.
And more clarity.
Way more clarity. Yeah. So partnership really helped me with that. I'm wanting to embark on opulence next, just to kind of like shine everything up.
Totally. Go for it.
Yeah. But I really, doing the DRE has really helped me, especially when I was feeling so anxious. I was doing it on the biomat, which like I just didn't want to stop. I would just like replay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
You talk me to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
but that really helped as well. I mean, I definitely think that was vital, even though it wasn't like a whole process. It was just like that really powerful time for me to like sink into myself and allow so many things to come through. And I was able to see things a lot more clearly and just like also really helped the whole process while I was doing all that shedding to like, I had so much fear of letting go of things. And that really like going through that every night really helped me release so much, which then really helped me call so much more in.
That's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And let's leave off on the last note for the people who are always like, I'm a non-specific manifester. What does it look like? Do you want to talk about a couple of small items that you've manifested in non-specific?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's funny because like when I have people approach me and ask me how I manifest as a non-specific manifester, it's sort of hard to put into words. But what I found is it is really about, for me, releasing the control of needing to feeling like I need to be specific. So before I used to like totally plan out my life to a T and never, ever, ever happened, like all of my planning. But it's the times where like, it's almost like with the pings where an idea will just kind of like float through about, say if it's something really material, like I really wanted this hot water heater, but for my new apartment, because I was furnishing it. And I just like, sometimes it'll be this like hesitation that I feel. It's almost like, I know I really want it and I'll see it and I'll have it in my head that I want it, but it's not even like a conscious, like I need to get it. Mm-hmm. It's just like kind of floats through my head. And then I'll like think about going out and buying it, but nothing like pushes me towards buying it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I have a ping not to buy it. Mm-hmm. And then it'll come through.
That was an electric kettle, not a water heater.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, right, you're right.
I love it. I was like manning in a water heater, a boiler. You're right, an electric kettle.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then Lacey had an extra one yesterday and was like, hey, do you want my extra electric kettle? And I was like, oh my God, I had actually just been wanting one. Like I hadn't even, I have the hardest time putting it into words, which I know doesn't really help any of you, but it is just like, it's, yeah, just releasing the need to control. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I did get specific with my apartment, but that was more just because I've had this ping to get a little more clear, mm-hmm. to allow it to come through. It wasn't even like I really needed to write it down. I just had this new notebook, so I took mine as well. but yeah, just like releasing the control and listening, really listening to my intuition. And that just allows things to come through that I don't even really realize I want. Like even with the electric kettle, I mean, it wasn't like high up on my, you know, I need for an apartment, but I just was like, well, I'd love tea and kind of need one.
And for you guys, any last little personal downloads or pings you've had lately or aha moments that we can potentially look forward to in the next episode?
I think the biggest thing that I've been like hearing lately is just that like when it feels scary to get quiet, like that's when you really
need to get quiet.
And I know that's not necessarily like an answer to the ping question,
no,
but I think
fantastic.
Like that's what I've been like focusing on lately.
I love
because whenever I feel like resistance to do the DRE, and I know that's something that a lot of people like write in about and talk about, like when I feel resistant to do it, like that's when I need to show
the
up
most.
For myself, mm-hmm. you know?
Sorry about Barley, guys. She's a real handful, just like making noise and walking around. So we apologize. What about you, Lila?
Well, besides the, you know, ping to get back on Instagram, I have been having this ping where it's just like I need to just physically and mentally commit to just where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, but like what will I be doing next year? Like I don't want to, you know, make this apartment home because what if I move out of it in a year?
Yeah.
Like all of these, like I don't want to, I really still have this loud ping to join an acting class that I have yet to act on, and it's been, but that's again, like I haven't had that impulse to do it, but I just know that it's something I need to do. But like, you know, I keep putting that off because I'm like, well, I don't know where I'll be next month. Or just like, I've had this ping that I really need to just commit to where I am. And who cares if my plan changes next month?
Yeah, be
month.
Present.
Like, be present and commit to the present moment and just stop being like, well, what if I go here? Or what if that happens? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's been my biggest.
Mine lately has been the same. Everybody I think knows by now I'm really working on mindfulness and how to combine this work with it, which has actually been fairly simple. You literally just schedule the time you're going to do the work and everything else. We know the steps. If we've done the formula of magnetism and we've done partnership and opulence, we know in the conscious plane what to be doing. So you can really just be present. And for me lately, it's been a lot of letting things go to just be present. So even I have like a whole to-do list for work on there, especially like with accounting and the house stuff, mm-hmm. and this and that, and getting stuff to the contractor and literally letting it just fall off my plate and be present.
Yeah.
Same, Max and I got in a huge fight last night. Usually I can't sleep after we fight at night. And I was like, no, I'm just going to let it all go and be in the moment. And I fell right asleep. And it's really allowing. And then I started Alexa Smart Soul Purpose, which has let me become very weirdly monk-like and feeling very connected to God and like very in the moment. So I'll be curious to see what happens after 30 days of that.
But
yeah. That's been
I'm starting that soon.
So it sounds
that's
like,
so awesome. I need to learn how to do that. Because I was like up last night with anxiety. Like, oh my God, I have so much to do.
It is so hard. Yeah. And I think I'm just ready for it now because it's something I couldn't have even done last year. I think my consciousness is growing to a place where I can trust even deeper, because just like you guys, I have such an issue too of not controlling and trusting things. It's very hard.
Right.
And so when it comes to manifesting specific things, I've had to work through a trust muscle for so long, but now, but regular life stuff, letting go of control, trust is very hard. And so this is a whole new crazy layer, and it's been amazing. And I do a lot of little practices because, of course, I revisited Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning of the year, I had that pain because he's turned into a really big expander for me. But the way that a lot of people in mindfulness express mindfulness isn't that helpful for me. It's like, just bring your thought back to that. Witness your thoughts. Let go of your thoughts. And it's like, I'm way more of a cerebral being than that. So one thing I've done is I kind of feel, I don't know if this is helpful for anybody listening who also might be hypervata and airy and, you know, all the things that go with that or projectory. But I imagine, like, I've taken a muscle relaxer. I literally cerebrally, like, neuroplasticity, imagine, remember, I recall what that feels like, to let every single muscle in my body relax.
Yeah.
And then I let my mind go fully clear. But then I have a weird thing where I've tapped into a certain part of my brain where I will put my focus on that area and let everything out of that slide out and melt like butter.
Mm.
It's like I'm turning off the, I don't know, the, it's not parasympathetic. The parasympathetic's when we're in total relaxation, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
So it's when I'm turning off and becoming my sympathetic nervous system. And then at that point, it's like I can really be present, and I just have to do a lot of reminders, but it is a practice daily. And so now I'm starting to see how we bridge this work with, and it's funny because everything we just mentioned, you're like, I need to get quiet when I'm getting the pain to get quiet. You're going through the act of learning how to be present and okay with where you are in your life. And then I'm trying to figure out how to actually be present in the moment.
Yeah.
But I think that it's really useful for people to know that we can have mindfulness and manifestation. Manifestation might feel like a whole future projection and reconciling the past, but that's actually just 30 minutes of our day.
Right.
The rest can be fully present. And I've realized with being fully present, what it's starting to allow me to do is completely be surrendered to the universe at all times and God. Like, so I get rid of any of the resistance of creating my own test or creating my own blocks or all that kind of stuff. And then it's like, holy shit, letting that go creates this whole new energetic opening that is really wild. So I don't know if anybody out there is listening is interested in all of that, but
that's so helpful. I really adore that.
I think everybody
I had this download while driving the other day where I was so stressed out. I don't remember what I was stressed about, but I was like in a rush and stressed. And all of a sudden it was just like this message came through, which was crazy because I haven't really had that happen that often. And it was just like, stress does nothing for you.
Nothing.
Like, stress
is about...
It actually
ages you and gives you illness.
Yeah. It doesn't make you ugly.
It blocks you from your
stomach. Yeah, literally, it does.
Messes up your gut.
Yeah, messes up your gut. Like, anxiety, stress, like, I mean, sure, it's natural to have that reaction, but it does nothing. Like, being able to release that when you are so stressed is so powerful because, when you're, like, you know, anxious about something or whatever, because it just serves you nothing. It doesn't solve any problems.
No. And it really, like, I'm starting to realize that it is possible to just let it go in the moment. I mean, I think all of us have our own ways in and out of that. And I think practice takes years and time to master that.
It's easy to say.
But it's amazing. It is so true. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think one of the quotes that's so paraphrased that Eckhart Tolle said, you know, he reiterates throughout all of his books is, you have no problems in the moment. You really have zero problems in the moment. Even if you think something's a problem, in this actual moment, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so...
It's so true.
So true, so interesting. And so I used to be really resistant to Buddhism and Zen Buddhism. I practiced a lot of it. And a lot of philosophies in that nature, because I was like, well, no, fuck that. I don't want to be detached. I want for a thing. So I do think there's a really cool opening that the brand is going to start to fill that place of you can have both. You can mm-hmm. be super present and also have the opulent life that you want.
Right.
You know, without them contradicting one another.
You don't need to get rid of everything.
No, unless that's your authentic code.
But
if you still want luxury and whatever, or relationships and, you know, energetic well-being or whatever. And okay, last note, and I swear to God, we'll stop this so we can eat. We're all going to eat our honey pie, which we eat every day.
The salmon bowl.
What is a new product or a new practice or something you've been doing lately? Because we share so much on the blog that it's like, let's just ground one right now that's been really beneficial. Maybe it's a product, maybe it's a supplement, maybe it's a philosophy, a book. What's yours, Kate, right now?
I have so many.
Wow. Yeah. What's the big, what's the top one that's bringing you the best results?
I've been reincorporating a lot of the like Ayurvedic practices that I like kind of had slacked on for a while.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, because lately I've been having a lot more anxiety than I've ever had in my life.
Do you think it's hormonal right now? Like way more estrogen?
I think it is. And it's scary for me though, because I've never been like an anxious person.
Oh, it's the worst. You feel out of control.
And so I'm like, what is going on?
It happens to me every week before my cycle right now because of the whole fertility hormone stuff that I did with that.
Oh, that's right. The Chinese acupuncturist person, whatever. But yeah, so I'm like reincorporating a lot of that stuff. And so like every night before bed, I like make sure to do the Abhyanga, which I know like you are very into as well. And the other thing that's been really helpful is I take a spoonful of ghee and then a bunch of fish oil.
Oh, wow.
And that's been really helpful for like my hair, because my hair was falling out.
Yeah, because of thyroid.
And that's been really helpful with that. So,
wow, that's amazing. Cool. So anybody, you know, suffering, Kate suffers from Hashimoto's. So that's a really good tip.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to think, because I've been like so all over the place that my goal is to get back into more practices to feel a little more grounded. But one thing that, which is kind of strange, but that has really been helping me is, I mean, of course there's, you know, a whole conversation about food. It's a whole other thing, but I've always been like very, very like, this is bad, this is good. And recently I've just been like eating, just listening to my body, and that has helped everything become so much clearer. Because
intuitive living,
I spend so much time. It was more, it was just like a symbol of, I don't know, I would spend so much time thinking about like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that, or I should have eaten that. And it, I don't want to make it about the food, but it's just allowing myself to just exactly like listen intuitively to what I want to eat, which then translated into intuitively like what I want to do, and being a little more like selfish in the best way.
Do you have any little tips of how you tap into that? Because we've mentioned with other guests, but I think everybody's is individual how they tap into their intuitive eating and living.
For me, I've been kind of like, because it's hard. I also have a little bit of a blood sugar thing where like if I have something sweet, then I literally, it's like psychosis.
Yeah.
And I can't, like all my brain can think about is eating sweets. So I've had to really like, when that happens, it's hard because it's a, you know, chemical reaction or whatnot, but I have to ask myself, like, I just take a second to ask myself if I really want that. And most of the time the answer is like, my mind might be being like, yes, but my body's like, no.
Yeah.
And being able to separate those two,
the mind over
messages,
matter, so hard. And
it's
not beating
so
yourself
hard.
Up if you don't.
Exactly. And whatever. If I had a chocolate last night, so
awesome.
It's fine. I was into it. I wanted it.
Yeah.
I had chocolate and avocado roll for dinner.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah. And like, and before today would have been like, oh well, now I can't have this, now I can't have that. But
no.
I'm just like, letting it go has made, again, I don't want to make it about the food, but it's just like letting all of my decisions go and being okay with that.
That's when my body started to actually for the first time fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to live.
And that's
like
been
that.
Such an expanding story for me. It's your journey with intuitive eating, because that's always been so hard for me, because I always thought, well, but I can't eat cheese. But even if I want it, I can't eat it. But now I'm like, whatever I want it, I can eat it.
You can totally
if
eat it.
If I get bloated, I get bloated.
Mm-hmm. Or if you, like me, if I get the nasal drip, my body's reconfirming again. I'm still like,
exactly.
That's still,
my
you
body
know,
doesn't want it.
Inflammatory. This is what Barley has to learn. So she's losing her mind, everybody that's listening, because she can smell that we have the honey high here. So she can't.
She's
so food addicted that she cannot handle that
it's in your
poor blood.
I know.
And mine are just boring. It's flower essence in the sun.
Yeah,
like that's flower essence. I could move to the country, live on flower essence in the sun, and I would be just so balanced.
Become a breatharian or something. Yeah. Those crazy people.
The current one I'm on is Soul Purpose, which has been for Alexis Smart Soul Purpose, which you guys all probably know by now. And that's already been a real 3-day journey.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm starting that when I get back to it from Atlanta.
Yay. Well, thank you guys for joining us for the first episode of The Process. And let us know, write into us. You can write into us at, what's the best email for this? It would probably be hi.
I'm trying to think. I don't think we have another separate email for this.
Or DM us questions you might have for Kate and Lila during their process, because we're just here to help you guys and expand you guys through the actual steps and journey and the work. So this is for you. Let us know. Thank you.
Thanks, have a good weekend. Bye.